In the Bible class this evening, Justin made a comment concerning Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 concerning preconceptions that might exist in our thinking. And he mentioned that in Mark 16:16, rightfully so, that there is nothing there said about water, at least explicitly. When the command was given, "Go preach the gospel to every creature, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, he that believes not shall be condemned." Now we understand that baptism in water for the remission of sins is what was under consideration in that command. But there is not in everyone that same understanding. And in fact, there are a number of times when you go and talk to people about the necessity of baptism, where they will say that the baptism that we practice, which is baptism in water, the believer's baptism in water for the remission of sins, is actually not what baptism is as it's revealed in Scripture. And so you have to have an ability to explain to them that indeed that is exactly what it is. There are a number of other passages which you could turn to establish that truth. One of them is in 1 Peter chapter 3. You remember the statement made in verse 21 that there is an antitype which now saves us, baptism. And the point to make there is the antitype is that which is the fulfillment of the type. And the type that's under consideration here is the flood, where Noah, as verse 20 says, the ark was prepared in which a few, that is, eight souls, Noah and his family, were saved through water. So the salvation through the water, as the eight souls came out the other side of the flood, separated from the rest of humanity, is the type. And the antitype is baptism, wherein, again, an individual comes through the water, and he is separated from the rest of humanity, those who are lost, and he is one of those who are saved. And so the image of the type antitype in 1 Peter chapter 3 indicates very clearly that the baptism that's under consideration concerning salvation, the salvation of man, is water baptism. And then you could go to Acts chapter 8, of course, in verse 36, where we find an actual example with regard to the eunuch. We're going to discuss this in our Bible class in 2 weeks, not next week because that's the meeting, but in 2 weeks. But when Philip preached the gospel to the eunuch, they went down the road, verse 36, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. Both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. So the baptism that believers are to submit to have their sins washed away, the baptism that believers submitted to in every example of conversion in the book of Acts to have their sins washed away, is water baptism. And Acts 8 and 1 Peter 3 definitely teaches that water is the emblem that is utilized, or the medium that is utilized for baptism for the remission of sins. So, having noted those things, we offer by way of invitation this evening an opportunity to all who are here who have a need to do so, to be baptized in water for the remission of sins. Remind you of what is taught in Acts, the second chapter. The very first time the gospel was ever preached, those individuals who were convicted, they were cut or pricked in their hearts concerning the truth of the message that Jesus Christ, the one they had crucified, was Lord and Christ, and that God had attested to that by raising him from the dead. Those who believed in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were called upon in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 to repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, or in Jesus' name. So we have that commandment that is given to each of us. All who would be saved need to repent and be baptized to have their sins washed away or their sins remitted. We offer that opportunity to you. We don't know your heart, but if you believe and you're willing to turn away from your sins, confess Jesus as Lord, you can be baptized in water. The baptistry is prepared. The water is available for you to be immersed in water for the remission of your sins and rise to walk in newness of life, coming through the water, separated from lost humanity and reconciled to God. We offer that opportunity to you this evening. We don't know your heart. Maybe there is another who is here who needs the prayers of the congregation, some encouragement. If that is the case, then we offer ourselves to you as well. But if there is any need that is present tonight, we ask that you come. All together we stand and sing.